This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red December wheat is 758 and three quarters, down 1 3/4. March, 757 and a half, down 1 1/2. Soft December wheat, 693, down a half. Now it's down a quarter. March, 703, down a half. December corn, 446 and a quarter, up 4 1/2. July, 474, up 4. November soybeans, 1288 and a half, down a quarter. July, 1248, down 4 1/2. October soybean meal, 425.80, down 2.90. October soybean oil, 40.27, up 7. October live cattle, 128.10, down 17 1/2. October feeder cattle, 164.50, down 30. October lean hogs are 90.77 and a half, and they are down 45.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit of Illinois, dedicated to improving the quality of life for Illinois farmers by offering financial products and services geared specifically to the farm community and developing partnership-based relationships with its agricultural customers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stewart Peterson Group. She's in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, it's shiny week two of no data from NASS. And the federal shutdown seems to be in concrete, at least until the 17th of the month. So as an analyst and broker, without that thread of information, what are you using for trading?
Well, you know, there's a lot of the privates have really stepped up. In fact, this morning out on the wire, you know, we found information that China bought 420,000 metric tons of corn last week. Due to the drop in price for delivery for next year, you know, so that's good news. That's in the background. It'll come out eventually.
International Grains Council.
Mm-hmm. Right. International Grains Council gave us our, you know, gave us our export numbers, which was a really, or inspection numbers, excuse me. We won't have export numbers out tomorrow again. The federal milk order is being used to determine the settlements for the October milk options and futures. Cattle fax is being used to get numbers for the cattle. And so, you know, it's a situation where everybody's trying to step up and find as much information as you can. You know, it's so much easier. The part that's very frustrating from our side, Dave, is that, you know, even though, you know, the government is partially shut down, they've shut down all of the data banks in terms of communication on the web. In other words, all of their historical information, we can't get to anything. They've shut down the websites completely, and I don't quite understand that, but at the same time, you know, it's reality. So now what we're looking for is, like today we had CONAB come out and talk about Brazil, you know, and
big crop there.
Big crop. Beans up 6 to 8 million metric tons, which is what we've been talking about, you know, that the ratio for planting beans in Brazil has been really good. Corn down 2 to 3 million metric tons in production for next year. Wheat down about 1/4 million metric ton. And then we had Landworth out this morning also. Another
bigger numbers than last month, but smaller than USDA numbers.
That's right, 13.7 on corn, you know, and with a deviation of 13.6 to 13.85, mm-hmm. and beans at 3.16. Anywhere from a little over 3 billion bushels up to 3.24. And so, you know, that's what you're doing. You're basically going through. But in all cases, you know, someone who sits in my chair is spending their time talking to their clients, finding out how long they're going to store corn. Are they selling things off the combine? You know, looking to see what needs to be protected. So, you know, it isn't just the information that comes out drives the direction of the market, but the reality still comes down to you have to be talking to clients and finding out exactly what their situation is and then working to protect that. Been talking to a lot of people about 2014 corn. I've had a lot of questions on 13 corn, how low can it go. I did a Fibonacci extension yesterday, and unfortunately, if we would go through on a monthly, this was on a monthly chart, but I charted the low in June of 2012 to the low in August of 2012. We actually hit our high in September, the beginning of September. It could take us back, if we retraced it 100%, down to 396 and three quarters. On 14 corn, if you looked at the low in June to the high in September, that baby could take us all the way back to 322 and a quarter if we retraced it. So, you know, we're trying to encourage people in 14 to get something done. Get yourself in option positions just in case the world changes, but get yourself into a position so you've got yourself covered. And it's protecting your February crop price because, you know, we could look at a February crop insurance price if we come in indeed with a big crop and a growing crop, which is what it seems to be doing, below $4.
It seems as though a lot of marketing firms are saying at the moment to go ahead and sell your soybeans off the combine. And there's a lot of producers who are at the moment putting out their combining beans. I wonder, does it make sense to go ahead and sell your corn off the combine too and re-owner it later?
Well, you know, if you're making the decision between whether you're paying storage prices or not,
right?
I think that's the key. A lot of places are offering free storage until the first of the year. There's all kinds of things going on out there. I guess what my answer to that would be, Dave, is that if you're going to do that and you're storing because you think the basis is going to get better and or futures are going to get better, we do have carry in the market. You have to determine why you're holding it. Am I holding it because I think basis is going to get better? Then you need to protect the carry. And if you want to give yourself upside, you've got to do that in an options position. If you're uncomfortable with options, you have to sell the futures. But, you know, right now, to hold it till May, basically there's about 20 cents of carry in the market. And you can't afford to do that. We have to remember, in years, and we've forgotten, let's put it this way.
It's been a few years since we've marketed this way.
Yes, it is. In years past, when we had large carryouts like this, the basis gets better, the futures get worse. The futures get better, the basis gets worse. You cannot take that chance. And so if you're going to actually put that in the – and also in years past, that 465 and three quarters that May is trading at will become 445 by the time we get to May or poorer than that. That's the way it's been historically. And it's a reflection of the lack of need to have to bid to get grain because there's a lot of grain out there. And I think the other side of it, too, is we cannot forget that the USDA did increase our demand by 1.5 billion bushels. And so, you know, granted, I saw this morning we have a Central Ohio ethanol plant that's been idling for nearly 5 years that's actually going to start up again. So one of the things that's been dogging us is we've been behind on ethanol grind. 91.8 million a week. We need 94.3 to make that 4.9 billion bushels. So, you know, we've got a chance yet, but you just have to make sure that you have your risk covered. And if you are going to sell off the combine, you know, certainly go ahead and buy it back. You've now eliminated
some sort of a call option, I would think.
Right, right. I would definitely do it in something that you have more fixed risk in, and not necessarily futures. But it's just a circumstance where I do believe that you have to be trying to change your mindset. We can't live in the past because the past isn't this type of market anymore.
Thank you much, Jackie.
Thank you, Dave.
Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. She's in Champaign, Illinois. Current take in the marketplace. December hard red winter wheat is 758 and three quarters, down 1 3/4. March, 757 and a half, down 1 1/2. Soft December wheat is 692 and a half, down 1. March, 702, down 1 1/2. December corn, 445, up 3 1/4. July is 473, up 3. November soybeans, 1288 and a quarter, down 1/2. July, 1248, down 4 1/2. October soybean meal, 425.80 down 290. October soybean oil, rather, 40.27 up 7. October live cattle is trading 128.17 and a half down 10. And October lean hogs are 90.85. They're down 37 and a half. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.